So I'm Jeannie Marazzo. I think I've met many of you, and I'm just really delighted to kick off this very festive ASTDA award ceremony and luncheon. I just have a couple of slides to sort of get us oriented, and I just want to remind people what the American STD Association does. This is an association that was started many years ago, shepherded by several people in the room, actually Julie Schachter and John Zennelman, my predecessors in the presidency. And this was really established to control and study sexually transmitted infections with the objectives listed there: support control and eradication of STD, support research in all aspects of STD, recognize outstanding contributions, and disseminate authoritative information in the field. Of course, the STD Journal, which is our journal, is how we do the last bullet. And I would really strongly encourage you to join if you don't belong already. Everybody in this room, I think, really should be a member. It's very affordable, and membership does include a subscription to the journal. But that's not really why we're here today. We're here today to recognize some incredibly outstanding contributions in STD control. I want to acknowledge the ASTDA Executive Committee, who worked very hard to review the nominations, particularly the nominations committee, which I'll let Brad Stoner describe, and which Brad left. Brad's the vice president, and he'll come up in a second to talk to you about the specific awards. But everybody on the committee is really very invested in the work of the committee and very involved, so I want to publicly thank them for their efforts. And again, just to remind you of what we do and how we do that. So today we are going to honor three very important people, as I mentioned on Monday night, and I think I will let Brad come up and tell us a little bit about each of the individual awards.
Thank you, Jeannie. Each year, the awards committee of the ASTDA is charged with identifying three persons to receive the awards that the association will recognize for outstanding contributions. The Thomas Perrin Award is given annually to a member for long and distinguished contributions in the field of sexually transmitted disease research and prevention. The ASTDA Achievement Award is presented for either a single major achievement in the field of sexually transmitted disease research and prevention, or to a member at mid-career to acknowledge an outstanding body of research in sexually transmitted diseases. And finally, the ASTDA Young Investigator Award is presented to an outstanding investigator in the field of STD who is no more than 5 years beyond fellowship training. And these awards are really the recognition by the association of the achievements of the individuals for their contributions. So to describe the recipient of the Young Investigator Award, I'm going to turn it back to Jeannie Marazzo to tell us about Jared Bate.
Well, I'm really sorry to report that Jared couldn't be here today. Jared was nominated by Dr. Connie Kellum, who is his mentor at the University of Washington, and he wanted to express his regrets. He unfortunately had a long-standing site visit to Uganda, for which he had to leave several days ago, so he couldn't be here. But I do want to just tell you a few things about him. Jared is an assistant professor in the Department of Global Health, as well as an affiliate instructor in the Infectious Disease Division at the University of Washington. And I could read all this to you. It's a little bit too dense, and I won't do that. He's basically done an amazing diversity of work, ranging from study of vaginal microflora and vaginitis in women working as sex workers in Mombasa, to his current work with Connie, which is really focused on pre-exposure prophylaxis for HIV infection in serodiscordant couples in a very, very large study called Partners in Prevention in Southern Africa, which many of you may have heard about. He's also worked a lot on genital herpes and how that facilitates the role of HIV transmission. So that's all I'll say specifically, but my favorite anecdote about Jared is that when we were considering him as part of a group of candidates for the Infectious Disease Fellowship at the University of Washington, Walt Stamm, our beloved and departed Dr. Walt Stamm, was the head of the division, and I think everyone's familiar with Walt's incredible accomplishments. And Larry Corey, who some of you may know, who's a pretty good judge of character and talent, after we talked about Jared, he said, well, I don't understand why we don't just give him Walt's job. So Jared really is an amazing person, and I just wanted to finish by showing you a couple of photos. This, I think, slide shows his dedication to actually getting down and dirty, working with the local staff. This was in Eldoret, Kenya, during a site visit when he contracted, as part of the occupational hazards that he faces, some significant dehydration. And then just to finish more recently, he and his partner have recently adopted this lovely young woman who I think will probably be a future star in some field, I have no doubt. So with that, we could just offer Jared in absentia a round of congratulations, and I'll be happy to pass that on.